Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Ford moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ford tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gulliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McGregor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Nichols. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Ripken moves to third. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nolan hits a line drive towards the mound. Boyd catches it and throws to first to double up Singleton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dower moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Dower scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing third base. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Young pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing left field. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs scores. Rice moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Orioles. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 4, Red Sox, 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bumbrey hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Stoddard fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Gary Allenson. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Rich Dower now playing third base. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Nichols. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Ford moves to third. Ed Jurek now playing shortstop. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray is walked intentionally. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Tito Landrum. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Nichols. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Ford scores. Ripken scores. Murray goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.